Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. And let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Awake, O Zion. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yes, for Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. And Jesus has come in the flesh. Oh yes. And oh, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Praise be to his holy name. Good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone that the Lord God Almighty ordained to be tuned in this morning. For what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. For I truly give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve, and what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. For we know that in Christ Jesus, we know that all things work together for the good to them who love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. We also know that in Christ Jesus, many afflictions are the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We also know that in Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, for their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, Lord, I love my job. What a wonderful job the Lord has given me, an old country boy like myself, whom they said would not amount to nothing. The Lord has chosen me as an instrument to carry his holy name. The Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, I love my job so much, I do this job for free. The Bible says he freely give us this, and we are to freely give it away. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. Well, let me get to work here this morning. The Lord awakened me with a question. We all know that he asked Adam a question, where art thou? When he deals with his children, usually this is his approach. But we also know that when God asks us a question, that he himself has the answer, but he asks us in hope that we will seek him diligently to find out what the answer is. The Lord awakened me with this question, and he said, why would God, whom has all power in his hands, it tells us in Matthew 28:19, close the doors to every church in the four corners of the earth, knowing that the Lord our God inhabit the praise and worship of his people, why would God do such a thing? It is quite apparent to anyone that has any kind of understanding that it appears as though that God in the heavens is angry. Angry meaning that when a plague is on the loose and folk are dying in the four corners of the earth, then one might think that God is upset when we are ordered to practice social distancing. Then a tornado comes into an area and force everybody to come together. One would think God is truly trying to tell us something. With folk dying in the four corners of the earth, it seems as though God is trying to tell us something. The question he asked me is, why would he close the doors to the churches all around the world? One of the answers, as I seek his face, is found in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11, and says, "For my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, and I will not give my glory to another." He also shared with me another answer that was found in Exodus chapter 34, verse 14, on why he would do such a thing. And it says, "For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." He also gave me some other reasons that were found in Romans chapter 1, starting at the 21st verse. And it says, "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and the birds and the four-footed beasts and creeper things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. And for this cause God gave them up unto the vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobated mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malicious, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." You see, God is truly upset at the fact that man has turned from his way to man's way. It is apparent that what is taking place in the four corners of the earth, instead of worshiping God, folk have begun to worship men. They have been deceived by the lying preachers, and beguile them into turning the stone into bread. Instead of them going to church to lose their lives, they have been going to church to gain in their lives. The Bible tells us that in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he goes on to let us know that my people, oh yes, Lord, we all know that they perish for lack of knowledge. We are aware of this, but we also know that the knowledge in which those people perish from, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. You see, the cause of man's problem is lack of knowledge. It does not stem from a shortage of information, but rather from rejection of information. You see, the church has been given the truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ and him crucified. And the gospel is that we must lose our whole life. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake and the gospel shall save it. This is the gospel, my brothers and sisters, that we must lose our whole life in order to obtain his eternal life. We must, the Bible tells us, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The Bible clearly tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. How does one get into Christ? A baptism of death. We must believe that we died with Jesus Christ on the cross. His death must become our own death. We died with him on the cross, that old sin nature. And not only did we die with him, but we was also buried with him in a baptism of death through the faith in the cross. And as the Bible declares unto us, Romans chapter 6, verse 7, he that is dead is freed from sin, freed from the sin nature. You see, either we die and Jesus live, or he die and we live. See, the problem with man is that we don't want to let go of our puny little lives. We want to hold on to our puny little lives because we can't see down the road, because the God of this world have blinded their minds. They can't see down the road that in order to lose their life now and gain Christ's life is far better. They can't see down the road that even though they hold on to their puny little lives, because of the law of sin and death, they're still going to lose their lives anyway. You see, it's a law, my brothers and sisters. Gravity. If you leap off the Empire State Building, you cannot turn to gravity and tell gravity, I didn't know, Mr. Gravity. I didn't understand. Nobody preached gravity to me. It's a waste of time. And so is it trying to share with God, I didn't know, Lord, that your son Jesus came and died and took my place, and I'm to accept his death as my own. I didn't know. See, the law of sin and death is not concerned about if you knew, found out, discovered or not. It's a law. And the wages of sin is death. Just one sin is all it takes. One sin, and you're separated from God.